Oh, hi, Brian.
But not the lullaby.
Well, it's... Sorry, not a lullaby, did you say?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, there's the Brahms lullaby. La-la-la, 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 la-la. That
no,
one.
Not, yeah,
but
not,
not that,
that
one.
No, it's from the Opus 117 Intermezzi for three pieces. It's the first one in E-flat major. And so he described these three pieces as vegan Lieder meiner Schmerzen, which basically means cradle songs for the things which have pained me. And he wrote this right at the end of his life. And, yeah, I mean, I guess I picked this... like these cradle songs or lullabies were quite a thing in the 19th century. There's heaps of them. And when you think about it, the act of singing a lullaby is really a deep act of empathy. It's about creating security and assurance and love and a feeling of being there for someone, even though, you know, you can't always journey through the darkness with them.
See, it's extraordinary, this reputably grumpy German bloke who never had any children wrote these lovely tunes, lullabies.
Yes, well, I mean, he had a very complicated life in terms of his personal relationships, in that he had a very close relationship with Schumann, Robert Schumann and Clara Schumann, and was very close to them when Schumann was committed into... Endenach, the asylum, and then he supported Clara and her children, you know, emotionally and financially right through their lives. So there was a real closeness there with Clara and Brahms, but one that I think they went on a trip for about 3 weeks at some point after Schumann had died, and the kind of end result of that was that they could never be together. Anyway, he's certainly someone who's known what it is to love very deeply for people.
We've got about 1 minute before we need to start the piece to play it in its entirety, which I want to do. But, Rachel, have you ever tried this lullaby on your children?
Well, interestingly, because I was about to talk about it, I've been playing it a little bit tonight, and my son had gone to bed. Laurie, he's six, and he had gone to bed, and he had got back up and said that he had bad dreams. So I'm hoping very much, I haven't heard any more from him, but I'm hoping very much that he...
we hope it has the opposite effect on most people listening now.
Rachel. Oh, no, he went back after, so he asked, I played it after he got up, and so I haven't heard from him since. So I'm hoping
second time lucky.
A good effect on him.
Rachel, thanks so much for joining us. Have a peaceful night, and all the best in lockdown.
Yeah, you take care, Brian. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. That's Rachel Church.